Okay, well, tonight I want to share about higher education. All right, education. I know when we were kids, maybe that was a bad word for us. You know, you got to go to school and get your education, right? And when you think about that, ever since you were born, it's been all about being educated, right?
Right.
Your parents want you to learn. You know, they want you to learn to not just sit there and goo-goo-goo-goo, but they want you to talk, say some words. And of course, they're looking for mommy or daddy, you know, something like that. So that's the main emphasis that parents have is education for their kids as they're growing up. That's why they send them to kindergarten and preschool and elementary school and all of that. It's a big deal, education. And I'm sharing this in light of we were over at Point Loma Nazarene University, a place of higher education. And so that's why I titled this Teaching Higher Education, because of the concern people have to learn as much as they can. And why do people go for higher education? Of course, you know, they get their basic learning in elementary school, middle school, high school. But if they want to really get a great job or make more money or be more prestigious or looked upon in a higher level, they go to college, right? They go to a place of higher learning, higher education, and it gets competitive sometimes. You know, parents want their kids to go to the very best schools. There's been some news, it's been a while, I think a year or two ago, where certain very rich people would pay the admissions of these prestigious schools to let their kids come there. You know, you probably might remember that in the news. And because there's just that desire that if you're educated, you're going to be successful. You're going to have purpose in life. And I get it. I get it. I'm blessed. I had the opportunity to go to college and learn some things. But when I was in college, somebody witnessed to me something that was much bigger, much more significant than Spanish number two. No, I'm sorry, Shanti. I had to take Spanish, and I barely passed. But algebra, history, all these other courses, and they shared the Word of God. I got exposed to the Word of God. And God's Word, to me, is the most significant higher education that a person could have. And think about it. Think about it. Who invented life? God. Who made the world, this universe, and everything that's in it? All of what education is refers to everything that God made and instituted and started. And so, if man is going to really take heart to heart of being educated, they got to come to God's Word. If you don't go to God's Word, you're going to miss what God has made available for each and every person that learns the Bible, that gets born again of God's Spirit and learns who they are in Christ. You know, there's that wonderful verse in we were talking about, Daniel just shared it with me, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So God's saying, hey, if you really want sustenance, if you really want success, if you want purpose in life, it's God's Word. That's your higher education.
Amen.
So I want to talk about this higher education. Man's passion for the ultimate in higher education obviously finds him trying to go to these most prestigious schools. But there's no higher education than what the Creator of life has made available. And there's a wonderful verse, 2 Peter. I'll read these verses for you. You can go to them. 2 Peter 1:3, this is King James. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. That's quite a verse, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my goodness. God wants us to know, have a knowledge of him so that we can know that which pertains unto life and godliness. John 17:17, this is the Amplified Version I'll share with you. It says, sanctify them in the truth, set them apart for your purposes, make them holy, your word is truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them in your truth. The word is truth. So that's it. You know, higher education, Bible. That's where it's at. And our passion, our desires should be in that direction, to God's word. God's word, because that makes all the difference in the world. And everything that God has purposed, everything that he has done and will do is all about you. It's all about you and me. Yeah, it's not all these stories and things about other folks. There's you in there big time. It's all about you. God has a great purpose for each and every purpose, a person. And he communicates that in his word. Isaiah. Let me read Isaiah 14:24 to you. This is King James, the latter part. Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. This is God. What God has done, what he has thought, what he has come up with an idea, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. If he talked about a mystery, it's going to come to pass. The mystery that is Christ in you, the one body of Christ, right? It came to pass. He says he's going to come and gather us together. Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's going to come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Any and everything that God has purposed, it's going to stand. You are the object of his purpose. Pretty neat. 29:11, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Isn't that neat? God's thinking about us. He has some thoughts. He has some things on his heart. And he's going to have an expected end that you and I will partake of. God's word is for all mankind to discover. God's purpose for their life, having the peace of mind, knowing that God has given you an expected end. We can have great peace of mind because God has given us an expected end. And through a higher education, God's word, we can see that. We can see that. Now, I told you that you're in there. God wrote the word with you in there. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. This is just two verses here. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. It says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You don't belong to yourself. Who do you belong to?
God.
You belong to God. Why do you belong to God? What did God do whereby you belong to Him, that you're His forevermore? Next verse. For you are bought with a price. He paid a price for you and me. God did this. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know, how did he, what price did he pay for us? Did he put down a nickel and was that good enough? What was the value of the price paid for you and me to be only for God? His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man. My goodness, no greater price could have been paid than the Lord Jesus Christ. So we belong to Him. And so our education needs to be in the Bible. And that's why we want to keep our head in the Word. You know, we talk about that, right? Keep our head in God's Word. Because that's what it's all about. That's, we are there. His promises are for us. We can believe God's Word because it refers to you and I. That's higher education. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. What's behind this wonderful act of God to pay a price for you? It's the love of God. Here it says in 1 John 3, 1 and 2, see what kind of love the Father, this is the ESV, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. So we are. We are children of God. We're His kids. He's our Father. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. They don't have true higher education. You got to go to the Word. You got to go to the Bible to see the truth of life and what God has done to call you in His family. Beloved, we are God's children now. Not in the future. Now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Wow, this is the truth of God's Word. This is higher education. This is more significant than algebra and history and maybe some other subjects we won't mention that are nice and good. But you can't compare it to the truth of God's Word, which is higher education. Ephesians, a couple more verses here. Ephesians 1:18 and 19. This is a verse I look at virtually every day. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Wow! God wants our eyes to be enlightened, so that we know what the hope of His call. God has called us to a wonderful purpose. You know, people talk about having purpose in life. God's given us that purpose. And it's through a higher education, knowledge of the Word of God. And, you know, I know sometimes we talk about higher education is like college-level courses. Well, no, the Bible is not higher level courses where you have to take a bunch of other courses to get in there. God's Word is simple. Yeah, God's Word is simple. The greatest truth is available to the child of God. What's Hebrews 4:12 say? For the Word of God is quick, alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. Thoughts and intents of the heart. Yeah. That's a lot in that verse, I tell you. But, yeah. The joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, that's God's word. That's higher education. And, of course, 2 Timothy 2:15 encourages us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, doing what? Rightly dividing. Yeah, see, that's our challenge, to rightly divide God's word so that we see what it really says. So, so in light of being exposed to college here and students that are seeking a higher education, I thought we should talk about what true higher education is. And that is the wonderful Word of God. And my encouragement in light of me sharing this is to encourage you to keep your head in the Word. Keep reading the Word. Keep believing the Word. Keep taking God at His Word. Because that's where we're going to experience life. You know, the more abundant life. What do you think? Good stuff?
Amen.
Amen. Got some amens on that?
Amen.
All right. Well, Father, thank you for your wonderful word and that we can learn the simplicity of who we are in Christ, that we can just hold on to that word and live it day in and day out and be so blessed and so thankful that we can know who we are and who you are and our relationship with you. So I just pray for your people tonight, for their realization of how much you love them and care for them and have made available a wonderful, dynamic life to live through a knowledge of your word. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.